Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Everyone seems to get it that living on this earth is pretty complex, and learning to live in balance with the wild creatures will take skills and dedication. Now, you can attend a wildlife university to learn how to take care of our animals, our habitats, and it's all being offered by the World Wildlife Federation. And you'll hear about it when we return on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
You know, one of the things that I've learned is that there are terrific organizations doing things all over this planet. As a matter of fact, there are a great number doing amazing things. And I just talked about the World Wildlife Federation, and I really should have been talking about the National Wildlife Federation, all of whom are doing a great job. Well, let's get back to our topic here, which is the National Wildlife Federation, which has been active for years in promoting, educating, and lobbying for the preservation and proper management of wildlife habitats. And you can certainly visit the National Wildlife Federation from today's show page, or go to www.nwf.org. Well, today we are talking with Stephanie Eskins. She's the project director of the new Wildlife University. Stephanie, welcome to the Wildside News.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. Now, one of the things I like to do is have people give us a little update on the weather conditions where you are. Tell us where you're calling from and, like, what's today like out there?
I am calling from lovely Reston, Virginia, and it's a beautiful day, although it is a little overcast right now.
Well, that's reasonable. It's May. Anyways, you're working on a wonderful project, and I want to bring this to life here on the Wildside News, because you are working on the Wildlife University. Tell us about what that is and how it came about, and we'll talk about all the details as we go along here.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, the National Wildlife Federation has been educating diverse audiences about wildlife for over 60 years, and this is just an extension of our existing educational programs that allows us to take advantage of technology. Wildlife University is an online educational platform that really anyone that has access to the Internet can go to any time of the day or night to learn about their favorite wildlife species or wildlife-friendly landscaping practices, for example.
You know, it's an amazing site, and I actually am now officially enrolled in a series of courses. And let's talk about when people come to Wildlife University, what can they expect to find?
Well, there are a number of things we offer. For example, there's an information exchange area where people who do enroll can go to share information about their areas or try to find other people that are interested in things they're interested in. We have guest presentations with experts on selected topics, but the most popular feature is probably the online courses.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, there are two main tracks of courses. One is called Creating Places for Wildlife, and that's for people who are interested in attracting wildlife to their either backyard or schoolyard or community. And it really provides them with information about wildlife-friendly landscaping that helps to compensate for the widespread habitat loss that's kind of a trend across the country. The other series is about endangered species, and there are courses on many different fascinating endangered species there, such as the Florida panther and the gray wolf, the Kemp's Readily Sea Turtle, for example. If you have a favorite species, you'll probably find a similar species there. Unfortunately, all of the species there are endangered, so we're offering information so that people will recognize the reasons that the species are endangered and hopefully decide that we have a duty to our children and grandchildren to prevent them from coming extinct.
Well, certainly one of the things that I talk about endlessly on the Wild Side News is the importance of habitat, the importance of us actually getting out there and doing things. We talk with a lot of leaders in this field and from a whole variety of arenas. And so this is one way for people to actually really learn. And it is important to learn. Why don't you talk about why that's important, that people do more than just think about this?
Well, there are so many things that people can do, so many fun ways for people to get involved that make a difference. I think understanding what you can do and the impact that it can have can sometimes be a barrier for people. So we created the courses with the hope that it would be an interactive, fun way for people to learn more. And a theme throughout every course is once you leave your computer, here are some practical, fun things that you can do. Many different types of things that will make a difference. And our surveys of people that they voluntarily take after they complete the course indicate that over 60% of the people are actually going out and doing several of the things we recommend, which is so encouraging.
Let's talk a little bit about how people can easily get to the Wildlife University.
Okay, you can access it through our website, which is www.nwf.org, and then there's a / Wildlife University, which is all one word.
Right. Now, I've been there, and by the way, I'm just going to give our listeners an idea of some of the, and these are actually, each one is a course, and each course involves a series of learning elements, you know, which are text-based, and there are questions that you get to answer, and as well, one of the things I find so very interesting is that there are also video segments, and I was very impressed because the video segments, which stream online, are presented by really some of the world's leading experts. For example, one of the classes that I've signed up for is the Gray Wolf, which is under your Endangered Species series. And I started going through, and I got to the video part, and I was thrilled to see David Meech. David Meech is one of the world's leaders in wolf behavior and population studies, going way back to the beginnings when people were doing radio tracking. And here is David Meech, who I kind of know because of my relationship back in Minnesota, and he's talking to me about the gray wolf. Let me just go through really fast here. Think about this, folks. You could learn about habitat basics, providing food for wildlife. These are each, of course, providing water for wildlife. And think about the importance of these in your own place. Providing cover for wildlife, providing places to raise young, sustainable gardening practices, backyard habitat, and schoolyard habitats. All of these are critical for us to really create a healthy environment. And I'm enrolled, I think, now in habitat basics, sustainable gardening practices, and then in terms of the endangered species, nature's fire alarms, which, of course, in San Diego and all across the country are so important, and also the gray wolf and the whooping crane. And they're really easy to use. Talk about, now you actually have to enroll, don't you, to participate?
You do. We ask that people sign up. There's no cost associated with signing up.
Bingo.
But we're trying to create an online community of people. So we ask that, you know, you be willing to provide your name. And as you take the courses, we also hope that in addition to doing some of the activities we recommend, we hope that you take the evaluations that are at the end of the courses that kind of let us know what you plan to do as a result of finishing the course and how you're going to apply what you've learned. And then we do surveys of all of the users about 3 months after they finish a course to ask them what they actually did. And we're just hoping that people will be generous and, as a result of taking the courses, share their feedback with us about the kind of impact that the courses are making.
Well, again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of us actually really doing these things, learning these techniques and applying them, because the more people that do, the better our world is going to become. And we need, actually, this process of living with the wild creatures is going to take all of us figuring out how to do it, how to restore our environment, and how to keep it healthy. Now, a person can actually go through a whole series of these, and it leads up to some sort of a graduation almost. Tell us about that.
Well, there are a few different options. As I mentioned before, all of the classes are free, and you can, of course, just take the classes at your own pace. A lot of people like to come about once a week and spend half an hour or so going through, and most of our courses take about a half an hour to get through and make it a habit to be part of this. But the nice thing about online learning is you can do it when it's convenient for you. Some people get committed and decide to take an entire series, and then they may even want to pursue getting credit for those courses. We have a relationship with a college, the College of Humanities and Sciences, and you can learn about that on our website. If you are interested in getting credits for these, you can sign up with them for either undergraduate degree credits or credits that can apply towards a graduate degree. High school students can get service learning credits from taking the courses and doing projects in their communities that let them apply what they've learned. And even educators can get continuing educational credits, which many states require educators to get every year, by not just taking the courses, but then doing activities in their own community that help improve the habitat and the conditions for wildlife in their community. So it's really a hands-on learning experience that we're hoping people will take away.
Now, the National Wildlife Federation, through its Wildlife University, also can create, the people who go through the courses can become habitat ambassadors. We have about just a short time. Tell people how that can help the world here.
Sure. If you go to the website that we mentioned, nwf.org, Wildlife University, and you look at the Creating Places for Wildlife series, you'll see that you can sign up to become a habitat ambassador, which is somebody that goes out and teaches others.
Thank you for being on the Wild Side News. Thank all of you for tuning in today. This has been a great show here on the Wild Side News. Thank you.